You can access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. I also do personal consultations as well, through the internet, through the IMs, phones, or personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. I have a flash drive on my website at augmentinforce.com. We also have a catalog link where you can go into the catalog and access what's there. We have a flash drive, a 32 gig flash. 32 gig flash drive. We also have t-shirts. We also have the nano bucket, and soon have the anti-nano triangle. We also have herbal remedies, tinctures, and a whole host of things that may help you. So for more information, you can reach me at independs@yahoo.com, independs@yahoo.com, or you can go to contact me at 519-977-5351. If you have any questions or comments pertaining to the show, feel free to call in at 208-935-0094. And today's date is March 18th, 2017. I'm trying to get in the chat room. They won't let me. That's why I'm having all these fun and games with, here we go. I'm trying. Oh, something happened. Okay, I'm in. I am in. I think I'm in. Let's see what's going on now. Well, I see a screen, but I don't see anybody there. So I'm not sure if I'm in or not. This thing's still downloading. Anyway, I put up three new links on my website tonight, but something went screwy on the site. I can read from, I will read from the site. I'll contact the web support to see what's going on. But the three things I put on there, and hopefully my system won't crash, basically is nanotoxicology and metal estrogens, possible involvement in breast cancer, food science and nanotechnology, and mechanics of biofilm. That will be on the site. So if you don't see it right away, because when I went to click on it, basically they're showing you the index of all the stuff, but they're not showing you the site. I don't know why. It always seems like the last minute something goes wrong. Doesn't matter where, something goes wrong. But anyway, I'm going to read from these sites tonight. You'll be able to click on this information, download it. I'm going to say something a little shocking tonight to some of you who listen to me on the show. I'm not convinced that breast cancer that they are finding in women, or prostate cancer they're finding in men, are in fact a cancer. I think what's happening and what's going on today with the uptake of nano and with the uptake of the exposure to nanotoxicology from the air with the chemtrails, from the foods we're eating, from the water we're consuming, from the vaccines they're injecting, and the activation with frequencies that turns them on, I'm more and more convinced that a lot of these health issues that they are misdiagnosing in the medical field. In fact, in the one link I have, the nanotoxicology of metalloestrogens, that one, when you look at the actual, illustration of what they're showing you there, in regards to, there's an illustration about, let's see when I get to it, I believe it's page 3, you'll see a small picture that will represent the lymphatic system and the breast cavity, and what it's displaying there appears to be a biofilm containment of high concentration of metallic particles. And when you look at this thing, it almost appears as if the cavity or the well that is there is being completely overloaded. And what's happening is, as a result of this overloading of the lymphatic system that's in that region, it's creating a basically a metal poisoning or an oxidation or a cellular corruption going on because of the exposure. Now, the same thing can happen to the male population in the testicular area. A lot of nano silver that they're selling in the market, and I'm going to read about that tonight just to give you some heads up on the nano silver, how much of a hijacking this has become in this industry, and how they're actually, again, sabotaging a lot of you with a lot of bad information in regard to this nano stuff that they're selling, whether it's nano gold, nano copper, nano silver, nano magnesium, nano potassium. Whatever they're selling on a nano level is not working with our systems at all. In fact, it is causing such high levels of corruption in the realm of even on the endocrine level, okay, on the reproductive system. It's incredible what has transpired in this industry in the last 50 years. Actually, 4.7 decades, okay? And cadmium is the biggest contributor to estrogenic-based cancers because of the high level of cadmium we're exposed to from the chemtrails. Women that are smoking now or have taken up the habit are collecting more cadmium in their system more than ever before. And it literally binds to those receptor sites and creates an estrogen effect on the in the reproductive system, causing mutations to occur. Aluminum is another big one, and aluminum basically is another xenoestrogen, which I've often talked about. I'll give you an example here. Functionally, aluminum has been found to interact with DNA by binding strongly to the phosphate backbone under neutral conditions, suggesting that aluminum could serve as a possible source of DNA damage, thus increasing the chances of DNA mistakes and promoting the growth of damaged cells. Aluminum can interfere with the cell growth regulatory process through many pathways, including altering gene expression. That's what's in the chemtrails. This is high amount of aluminum is in the chemtrails, and women are very susceptible to this particular metal. Same with the males, but it seems to have more of a pronounced effect with women. Now let me talk about cadmium again. Let me go back on cadmium. Increasing evidence suggests that metalloestrogens such as cadmium can directly stimulate estrogen receptors in the absence of estrogen, leading to potentially negative health effects in postmenopausal women. Further compounding health hazards are metalloestrogens. Long biological half-life, cadmium is 10 to 30 years, and the ability to bioaccumulate. In other words, if you get exposed to any form of cadmium today, it can take 10 to 30 years before you are can clear it from the body. What? No sound. Can anybody else hear me? Hello? Testing 1, 2, 3. She can hear. Okay, cool. Yeah, when we're talking cadmium, aluminum, you know, and you start reading this article and you start seeing some of the examples, if you do a search, an image search on cadmium exposure or nanocadmium, because all these metalloestrogenic effects are affecting everybody on a nano scale. And when we're looking at what is happening in regard to how they impact us and what is going on, you know, in regard to the exposure, to the uptake, to the level of contamination, the level of mutation that's going on, it's basically it's going to be a problem, you know. And again, these are some things that we need to understand to make everybody aware that in the chemtrails alone, you are getting cadmium. You are getting cadmium in a lot of foods. You're getting cadmium exposure in a lot of the products that they are making. Metalloestrogens and an increased release of these metals has resulted in steadily elevating metalloestrogen levels in both soil and water. Now, in farming, they're spraying pesticides, which uses a phosphate material, which can transfer heavy metals from even the exhaust fumes of the farm equipment. So when we're outside and we're breathing in wonderful chemtrail air, we are also breathing a host of metallic materials. This type of technology, nanotech, has been released for a period of time without any actual testing. They have created these products, they're selling them on the open market without any real tests that were done on these things. The full impact of how they can affect everybody. Majority of these metalloestrogens or these nanoproducts that are on the market today have a direct correlation to create genetic damage. When we're looking at once in the ecosystem, the metals freely move from consumable crops to higher biological organisms such as humans. Okay, everything that consumes these things can transfer this from host to host. Tobacco products have been a major contributing factor to metal exposure in humans with arsenic, cadmium, chromium, copper, cobalt, lead, and mercury. Cadmium and chromium both have produced can affect the receptor sites of the estrogen in women and men as well. I think this is something they sell in the health food industry. Now you got to remember, in the health food industry, they're selling it in a microgram strength. So on a microgram level, it can be utilized by the body and discarded, but it still can be estrogenic in the effect in its effect. So when they're selling you these things, again, these are things that we need to look at how they affect the endocrine system, because this is where it's attacking. It's attacking us on a genetic level. Metalloestrogens mimic the physiological function of estrogen and have shown an affinity for estrogen receptors. Heavy metals such as copper, cobalt, nickel, lead, mercury, tin, chromium, and vanadate exhibit estrogenic activity when subjected to a variety of tests, resulting in a 2- to 5-fold increase in human breast cancer cells. Vanadate is vanadium. They sell in the health food. Chromium is another product they sell in the health food. Copper is something that we do need, but again, it has to be balanced off with zinc. Cobalt, these are all things that have can have a propensity for estrogen. And if you already compromised, if you already have health issues, this is the key thing they say in this, which is I find mildly entertaining. They're saying that these things can't affect you if you're in good shape, if you're healthy. What I see when people contact me, 9 out of 10 people today are not in good shape. And